Today's question was to try to understand who Eliezer is and Avram's trust and mistrust of Eliezer. So we have many midrashim about Eliezer. There's a midrash that says that he was the giant Og, the king of Bashan. There's a midrash that says he was the son of Nimrod. At any rate, there's also a midrash that says that he was from Damascus. And the Medrash, there's another Medrash, I don't remember now.
Doesn't it say in the Torah that he's from Damascus?
He's called Damascus Eliezer. What the word Damascus means, the Targum translates it that he was from Damascus. That's not agreed by everyone. It's interesting to note that Eliezer's name only appears once in Bereishis. Everywhere else, we say it's Eliezer. We have a tradition it's Eliezer, but it doesn't say. So how does the Torah introduce him in Parshas Chayisara? The Torah says, Avram calls Avdo, his servant, Zekan Beito, the elder of his house, Hamosher Bechol HaSholo, who was entrusted to rule over everything he owns, and he tells him, please take a vow that you'll bring me a girl only from there. Eliezer is, we say, Dole Umashke, the Mesek Eliezer, the Gemara, the Medrash learns is Dole Umashke. He would like take out from the well Dole, the Torah of his Rabbi, Umashke, and give it to drink to others. He was constantly learning from Avram and teaching others. He was his top student. He was the one who went with him to fight the war against the four kings. He's with him. So Eliezer, if we're taking this line of approach, is a great tzaddik. And he goes out there and he's Zekan Beito, he's the elder of his house. He's the one that's learned Torah by him, and he knows his stuff, and he knows how to discern which wife is fitting for Yitzchak, and he does a good job. He brings Rivka back, and he goes straight into Gan Eden alive. There's a medrash that says that Eliezer went alive into Gan Eden. So Eliezer is very good.
Not only did he get prophecy, that reverse prophecy, requested prophecy, he requested vision, and he got it. He had Mary to get that. Then wasn't there a funny thing with the poison thing too? Somebody slipped the poison in the...
Well, on that one, on all of these things, we could understand it as the merit of Avram that helped him here.
Yeah, because he was acting as a shaliach, and when you're acting as a person's shaliach, basically you're acting on their behalf. So if you're acting on their behalf, you carry a lot of juice. Yeah?
We see also that he presents himself as Hashem, the God of Avram, please help me out. Please do favors for Avram and help me. That's how he presents it. So he was answered. And Avram tells him, Hashem, who I have served so faithfully all these years, will help you. Doesn't tell him, you merit, you'll be successful. He always attributes his success to Avram. We can understand it's out of modesty. We can understand because really, that really was the reason why he was successful. So we do have that line in Midrashim, that Eliezer was an amazing person, he was to be trusted with Rivka, and everything was good. We also have the line in Midrashim that Eliezer was Og, who ultimately was the king of Bashan, and God said, I have to repay him the service he did to Avram. So God made him king of Bashan and gave him an extra long life. And he tried to kill the Jewish people out later on. We have the Midrashim that say that we will see it in Pirkei Rav Lezer that Avram told Yitzchak, you can't trust these guys, he's a Knani, you can't trust him. I wouldn't say that because he's a Knani he must have bad traits. It doesn't say in the Midrash, as far as I know, that when Avram refused to allow Yitzchak to marry Eliezer's daughter, the reason was because he was a Knani and he had bad traits, but rather because he was a Knani, he had the curse that Noah had cursed Knan. And Avram said, I have the blessing that Shem was blessed. Why should I taint my offsprings with a curse? Why should I go with that Yichus? It's not that they didn't have good traits. Maybe his daughters had amazing traits. I don't know. I don't know of a source that discusses that. But what it does say is that you're from Canaan, and that's not going to go well, a shidduch like that. Now, whether he was blessed or he was cursed, whether he was, we know he was cursed, but whether he was faithful or not faithful, ended in Gan Eden and ended as Og Melech HaBashan, the Medrash says that Avram or Yitzhak suspected that maybe he hadn't done his job with Rivka. And the Medrash stresses, either about Avram or about Yitzhak, that they suspected him of doing hanky-panky on the way. They sent other people with him, they chose him even though he was older, and at the end of the day, they had to do a medical exam to ensure that she was still a virgin. So the Medrash says that Avram told Yitzhak, take care to ensure that she really could still be your wife, that she wasn't defiled. Whether that Midrash is going in the long lines that he was Ognach Habashan specifically, or we'd say it the other way. So there are other Midrashim. That Midrash happens to be the Pekud of Elezer that Avram told Yitzchak to ensure. There are other Midrashim that say they didn't trust him. But I don't know that that's because he was anyone negative. You could say he's the most positive person in the world, but he's human. So when you have a human being, we say in Apotropos Larayas, there's no one who could say, I was watched and I'm clean, I would never do such a thing. You never know. You don't trust anyone. You see that the Jewish people, the high level that they were on, still every Jew would tell his wife, don't you dare be seen alone with Moshe Rabbeinu. The Medrash says on the Paskin Tehillim, each one had a certain element of jealousy that they had to watch their wives for Moshe. Yeah, Moshe Rabbeinu, he leaves his own wife. You're worried about your wife, but he's the oldest person around. Still, see, the people felt that way. Tov, going on to